This is Castle Playhouse. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, your hosts, the brewers of Castle Lager, bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Castle Playhouse.
Close quarters.
Myself before Gustav comes home. Oh, why doesn't he come? It's so late. Oh, if only he'd come home. Someone's coming. I wonder if... Gustav? Is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Oh.
We were expecting someone else, my dear.
Oh, huh? Oh, Gustav.
Hey. Hey, what's up, huh?
Gustav, dear, it was so terrible. It's so terrible waiting. You're so late, I mean.
Well, can't I be a bit late sometimes? We had a lot to do tonight, you know, very important business.
Oh. Gustav, have you been drinking?
Huh? No, why?
Well, you see, when you didn't come, I got frightened. I thought something might have happened to you.
Something happened to me? What? What could happen to me? Eh?
Well, I don't know, but well, you were late, and I just got nervous. How did the meeting go?
Oh, quietly. Very quietly.
Did you come straight from the meeting?
Yes.
It was late in finishing, then.
What are you getting at, eh? Look here, Lisa, why treat me as if I'm a child? I know you think I'm only a poor, ignorant foreigner.
Oh, no, I don't.
Well, I could look after myself, see? I suppose you can't help it, though. That's how you were brought up, eh? You ought to have married someone respectable, like your father was.
Oh, Gustav, please.
We are going to have a celebration tonight.
Oh.
Yes, indeed. Ah, you ought to be proud of your Gustav.
Oh, but what is it then?
Don't be in such a hurry. Let me tell it in my own way.
All right.
You know, I was going to make a speech tonight, huh?
Yes.
Well, believe me, Lisa, it was the one speech of the evening that counted.
Oh.
Here's to you and me, Lisa.
Oh, thank you.
Solidarity, that's our watchword. And we've got to fight for the sake of those who come after us. The right is on our side, and I'd rather die starving in a ditch than beg for mercy.
Oh, my darling, and you wonder that I'm sometimes frightened for you. Oh,
don't worry about me.
But how can I help it? You're such a hothead.
Nonsense, I'm no hothead. Besides... After the meeting, Heimberger, the deputy, came up and congratulated me. Then he offered me a job in the party as an official, a paid job.
Well, and then what happened?
Well, Heimberger asked me to accept, and I said yes, quick as I could. Don't you see, this is going to mean a lot to us. I'm going to work for the party now, and not for some blasted capitalist. And it means more money. Wages haven't been settled yet, but it'll be better than I'm getting now. Surely that pleases you,
oh,
huh?
Yes, 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 of course that pleases me, dear.
It may be the start of all sorts of things. And to begin with, we are going into a better flat.
What?
Yes, this pigsty isn't fit for anyone to live in.
Oh.
Not for us now, anyway. And it's all been arranged.
How do you mean it's all been arranged?
Heimberger asked me where I lived, then wanted to know if I had a telephone.
Hmm?
When I told him we hadn't, he said we ought to move. and that he knew just the very place for us. Two rooms, a kitchen, a shower bath, and a telephone.
Oh.
It's in the new block they've just put up.
But how can we move? We've got to get rid of this first.
I've told you, it's all taken care of.
Then, oh, Gustav, why shouldn't we move tomorrow?
Tomorrow? You're in an almighty hurry,
eh? Gustav, I must get out of here. This narrow hole is driving me mad. I feel I can't stand it any longer.
Well, I'm blowed. You women are the limit. You've liked this flat well enough so far. What's wrong with it all of a sudden?
But you just said yourself that it isn't fit for us to live in now.
Did I?
Yes.
So, we've got to clear out tomorrow, have we? Oh, well. Have it your own way.
Eh? Oh, thank you. Do you mind very much, dear?
Why should I mind? If it makes you happy, eh? You know, old girl, I'm pretty fond of you with all your faults.
Oh, all my faults? Why is it that?
All mine, I mean. I say, if you don't want your wine, I'll have it, huh? Remember, I gave the pubs a miss tonight and came home straight to you. And nearly broke my neck. It was pitch dark in the wood.
But you came through the wood?
Yes, I took the shortcut.
But, Gustav, the wood, it's not safe at night.
Safe? What are you afraid of? It's only a few trees, you know.
Came through the wood.
Well, isn't that what I'm telling you? Yes, I came straight through the wood, by the old cart road, past our dear friend Sanders' house. Haven't I a right to walk past his house if I want to? He may be a blasted scoundrel, a blood-sucking capitalist, and a minister of state, but he'd hardly jump out from behind the hedge and shoot me, eh? What's wrong? Why are you staring at me like that?
Well, it's only...
Don't be silly. If he saw me, he'd run a mile. He knows I can shoot straighter and quicker than he can. And that's one of the things I told them at the meeting tonight.
You told them that?
Hmm. It was only a joke. Oh. You and I wouldn't hurt a fly, far less shoot a man. Unless I was attacked, of course.
But even if you'd been attacked, you wouldn't have been able to shoot anyone tonight.
Why not? Hey, my gun isn't in my pocket. Did I leave it here this morning? Did you find it?
Yes, I put it in the drawer on the sideboard.
Oh, and I left my gloves here, too. It was darn cold without them. I seem to be getting forgetful in my old age. And, talking of that, I'm nearly forgetting my third bit of news.
Oh, what's that?
We are going abroad. Soon, perhaps.
Oh, Gustav, I'll go anywhere if it's to help you. I've always said you'd go far, if only you got your chance, and this may be it. I do hope you'll be able to start soon.
You are so impatient, eh? First, you can't leave the flat quick enough. Now, you can't get out of the country fast enough.
Oh.
Here. What about some music to cheer you up? Then we've got to celebrate.
Where's the program from?
Let me have a look. Ah, the Grand Hotel.
Oh.
There we are, you see. The honest poor can listen to the idle rich at the Grand Hotel, with the orchestra of the Grand Hotel. Lisa, you seem to be miles away from me tonight.
I'm here in front of you.
Yes, darling, but
look,
you...
Look, I'm just the same Lisa who loves you, takes care of you.
I don't mean that exactly, but... Well, you're the same and yet different. I don't know how, but you seem to have changed in some way.
But,
what is the difference, Lisa? Tell me.
Gustav, your hands are shaking.
Are they? I expect I'm a bit excited.
Well, you just sit and relax while I get on with my sewing.
Mind you, don't forget to put my name on everything, eh? Most important.
Well, why do you always tease me about that? It is important. It saves a lot of trouble when I go through the laundry. Besides, if you leave anything somewhere by mistake and your name's on it, it's more likely to be traced.
This is a special announcement being broadcast from all transmitters. We're sorry to interrupt the programs, but some serious news has just been received. The police report that this evening the Minister for the Interior, Dr. Fritz Sander, was found dead in the woods near his house. Dr. Sander had been shot at close quarters. No weapon was discovered, but an examination of the bullet indicates that it was probably fired from a 6.3mm Mauser pistol. It was at first thought that the crime might be a political one, but as the victim's watch, notecase, and rings are missing, it is now presumed that robbery was the motive. We are asked by the Chief of Police to announce that any person giving information which may lead to the arrest of the murderer will be handsomely rewarded. In view of the tragic event, and as a mark of respect to the late Dr. Sander, all transmitters will now close down. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
What the blazes!
Horrible, horrible! That's why I was frightened when you told me that you'd come through the woods.
But how did you know? Oh, I see. You thought that they might have shot me instead of him.
Yes, I... Oh, well, it's so dark in the woods. I mean, you said it was. They might have mistaken you for him.
Oh, hardly. Sander was small, and the shot was fired from close up.
Well, how can they tell that?
I don't know. Perhaps his coat was singed by the flash.
But he was shot in the head.
Oh? I didn't hear that. Only that it was at close quarters.
Oh, I must have heard it wrong. I thought he said in the head. Well, anyhow, what does it matter? It's beastly. And I only hope if they catch the man who did it that they'll execute him.
Are you saying that to me?
Yes. And, Gustav, what do you mean?
You know very well what I mean.
But I don't. Gustav, do you mean...
I mean that you know how I hate and loathe capital punishment. For years, ever since I came to this country, I have fought against it. How dare you speak to me like that?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Life is holy. Perhaps it's the only holy thing there is. It's certainly the one thing the living have a right to call their own. And no court in the world should be able to take it away. Only the individual himself has any rights over his own life. If a man is a murderer, is that any reason for murdering him? The judge who pronounces the death sentence ought to carry out the execution himself. Then capital punishment would disappear quick enough.
Would you rather be imprisoned for life? Personally, I'd rather die.
There's a big difference between killing yourself and being killed.
Well, then, if you would commit suicide?
Well, of course. Let's get off the subject. Surely the question isn't exactly topical.
I hope not.
You hope not? Why do you say that?
Well, you spoke against Sandra at the meeting.
And why not? I've done it before 100 times and... Oh, yes.
What?
Well, tonight I said something about... shooting down mad dogs. Funny, eh?
Oh, how could you say that? Tonight of all nights.
I suppose it was rather stupid. Look here, you'd better keep your mouth shut about my going through the woods, eh?
Listen, did anyone see you?
Well, I didn't see anyone.
No one. Are you quite sure?
Well, of course I am. What are you getting at?
Oh, nothing.
Lisa, you don't really think that I killed him?
It's not what I think. It's what others may think. After what you said tonight, if you were seen in that wood before any ordinary court, you'd be half guilty when the trial began.
Good heavens. You're right. I was a fool to say that. And supposing I was seen, perhaps by the man who shot Sander, he'd only have to denounce me to shift suspicion from himself. Oh, Lisa, what am I to do? We've got to find something to... to prove me innocent.
But isn't it just possible that they may catch the real murderer?
Huh?
Oh, come, my dear. It's no good getting into a state. Look, I'll make you a nice sandwich and then we'll go to bed.
But what am I to do? Supposing they come after me now.
Well, the police don't move as quickly as all that. Let's just wait, darling. You know, perhaps tomorrow things look different.
No. I've got to think this thing out. Oh, what were the actual words?
Oh, well, let me think now. Something about Dr. Sander was found dead in the wood near his house.
Yes, yes. What else?
He'd been shot at close quarters and that he'd been robbed. Don't forget that.
Ah, yes. And I'm not a thief. And surely if I'd shot him at close quarters and then gone through his pockets, wouldn't I have got in a mess?
Why?
Well, blood. Almost bound to get blood on my clothes. Look, nothing here. It mayn't prove much, but at least it's something.
Well, there you are. What did I say? And after a good night's sleep, you'll probably think of a lot of other things.
Yes.
And now you're going to eat a sandwich for my sake. Will you pass me the bread knife, please? Ah, thanks, dear. Oh!
Oh, you cut your finger.
Mm. Well, it's only a scratch.
Oh, I'll get your hanky from your mouth.
Oh, dear.
Hello, what's this?
Hmm?
Is this the second time you've cut yourself today?
No, why?
Well, there's a lot of blood on this handkerchief.
Oh, yes, of course. My nose was bleeding.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, it came on quite suddenly. I got some spots of blood on my dress, too. No, not this one. I had to change it.
Have you been out today?
No. I just had to run out to buy a few things. Why?
Oh, nothing.
Gustav... can we arrange to move tomorrow?
What's the hurry? Won't the day after tomorrow do?
No, please. Let's get out of here as quick as we can. I, I can't stay any longer. I'd like to move tonight if we could.
All right, all right. If you want to move tomorrow, we'll move tomorrow. I can't see what all the excitement is about. Now, where is that sandwich, huh?
Oh, yeah. Here you are.
I'll go and eat in bed, I think.
Yes, off you go then. I'll just tidy up.
Oh, leave it till the morning. Come to bed, huh? Oh, I'm feeling so tired.
Gustav, I must tidy up just a little. Yeah, I'd better move this into the kitchen now. At least that's better. Oh, Gustav's coat is always leaving it about. Oh, there's a button coming off. Let me have a look and see what I...
Have you found anything interesting in my coat?
Gustav, I wasn't... It's just that there's a button loose.
Oh. You'd better not leave that blood-stained handkerchief lying around. What?
Our new flat. I can't help just running from room to room and admiring it. You know, I feel I could bear things here.
Oh, that's about the fifth time you've said that today.
Oh.
What is this terrible thing that you've got to bear, huh? Is it the ghost of Fritz Sander haunting you?
Oh. Why do you say things like that?
Well, why shouldn't I?
Oh. I'm sorry. I suppose it's just that I'm tired.
No wonder. I'm glad we don't have to move every day.
Oh, yes, and that awful murder and... And all its possible consequences.
What consequences? There's no real evidence against me, not even a spot of blood. The only blood was on your things, eh? Good heavens, what's the matter?
Nothing's the matter with me. Oh, I must see to the supper. You open your letter.
Hmm? Oh, no. No. Lisa.
Yes?
Lisa, here's a letter from Heimberger.
Oh?
Listen.
Hmm?
The rumor is that the police now believe the crime to be a political one. In fact, an assassination.
Assassination?
Oh.
But what about the things that were stolen? Do they suspect anyone?
Yeah. Heimberger thinks that someone is under suspicion. A member of the opposition, but apparently not one of our party.
Not our party?
Hmm.
Oh, then that's all right.
Lisa?
Hmm?
When I came home last night, why didn't you tell me at once that your nose had been bleeding?
Well, I don't know.
Hmm. You know, it bothers me when you hide things from me.
Hide things?
Hmm. Aren't you hiding something now?
Oh, Gustav, I didn't want to let you see how worried I am, but I can't help it. I mean, when you told me about that letter, I suddenly saw that... But if they really think this was an assassination, then...
Go on.
Well, you've always been against Sander. Everyone knows that. And the police aren't complete fools.
You mean they might suspect me?
Yes.
But they've no proof. At least no direct proof. Even Heimberger says that...
What? May I read that letter?
No. It doesn't matter what he says. Lisa, you know me. You know I wouldn't kill anyone.
Is that what he thinks?
Do you believe me?
Well, have I any reason not to?
Well, it sounds as if you doubt it. It's true I didn't exactly love Sander, but I wasn't the only one. The whole party hated him. There wasn't one thing we could plan without his getting wind of it. How, heaven knows, but he did. As if he could read our very thoughts. Do you remember when three of us arranged to meet in that restaurant, the dirty little bourgeois place?
Oh, yes, yes, I know, the Green Dragon.
That's it. Well, the meeting was an absolute secret. Only we three knew. We hadn't even been to the place before. And yet what happened? The police raided it that night, and we got out just in time.
Well, perhaps it was only a coincidence.
Never. It was a trap. Sander's trap. And it snapped just behind us.
Oh, let's stop talking about Sander. Someone shot him, and he's dead, and a good thing, too. I'm sick of his very name.
Yes, blast him, so am I. But I can't seem to get away from him. He's here all the time. He won't leave me. We've always hated each other. I hated him so much that I almost liked him. I think he liked me too in a strange way. Do you remember that when he spoke to us after the meeting, when you were with me, he was quite pleasant, almost nice.
Oh, did we meet him? I'd forgotten.
Lisa, you can't have. It was just before we were married. You must remember. You seemed quite taken by him. Stood talking to him as if you enjoyed it.
Oh, so you can be jealous about me after all.
Jealous of Sander? Well, I've heard many things, but that takes the cake. No, if you'd been the sort to like him and his ideas, you'd hardly have married me.
Ideas? What are ideas?
Ideas are everything.
Perhaps for a man, but not for a woman. You see, a woman loves in a different way from a man. Ideas and reason don't come into it.
Oh, that's nonsense. If you're fond of each other, of course you have the same ideas.
Why?
Lisa, what is the matter with you? You're talking such rubbish. We do love each other, don't we?
Oh, Gustav, dearest, of course I love you.
And I love you too, Lisa. It's just since yesterday, something seems to have come over us. Something... Well, it's since that blasted murder.
Well, then why will you keep referring to it?
Well, after all, it was the chief thing that happened yesterday. It seems to have affected you somehow.
Me? What are you saying? You must be mad. What have I got to do with the murder?
You? What have you got to do with it? Nothing. Of course you haven't.
I'm sorry if I seem strange. It's just that I'm terribly nervy. Oh, come on now. You just read the paper.
Hey, listen to this.
What?
Sensational turn in Sander murder case. Robbery not motive.
What?
They found the stolen things. They were very close by. Police dogs discovered the place.
Police dogs?
Yes. Oh, I thought they'd put dogs on the trail.
Well, I think it's fiendish to hunt people with dogs.
Listen, listen. They seem to have got onto something definite, though. The scent taken up by the dogs led to the wood. And from the wood to the nearby street, where an evening open air market is held, and a young man, the owner of one of the stores, was arrested. It is reported that he denies any knowledge of the crime, but that he has made a statement to the police, which they attach considerable importance. In well-informed circles, there is little doubt that the crime is a political one, for the late minister had many enemies among members of the rival political factions. The arrested youth is known to belong to one of these.
Nothing more.
Here's something in the stop press. Sander murder case takes a sudden dramatic turn. Police expect to make important arrests soon. Oh, really?
What's the matter?
The whole thing. These police dogs. It's terrible.
But you don't think that this man and the storekeeper did it then?
No, I don't. Otherwise, why would they talk about an important arrest?
But perhaps that's just a bluff.
Now, rubbish. The man they've got hold of made a statement, perhaps. He saw me in the woods.
Oh, Gustav, don't.
Well, they'll think it's a political murder, and suppose he did see me. Of all people, that would be the most natural assumption.
But they can't prove it.
They've got quite enough to arrest me on. Enough to hang me.
But there's such a thing as justice.
Oh, justice. What is justice? There's such a thing as the law, and that's quite different.
But at the worst, it's only, what do you call it, circumstantial evidence that they've got against you.
I wouldn't be the first man condemned on circumstantial evidence.
But what about the police dogs and the scent leading to the market? Surely that's evidence in your favor, isn't it?
It might have been, but you see, I did come through the market.
You told me you'd come the shortest way.
Look, Lisa, I did stop for a drink last night. I couldn't help it. I didn't want to tell you. I thought you'd be angry.
You lied to me.
Yes, but only about that. I swear it. Oh, I wish I had told you. But what does it matter now? If that fellow saw me, my number's up. Would any judge believe my story if I'd been seen?
But why not, if you're telling the truth?
Because the best judge is only a lawyer. And every lawyer believes in the law instead of justice. Which of them would listen to
but
me?
But you'd have a good counsel to defend you. The party would see to that.
Oh, there you go, talking as if I was arrested
oh,
already.
Don't be a fool. It's you that's talking like that, not me. To hear you, one would think there was no way of escape.
No way of escape?
It sounds almost as if you felt that you were guilty.
Lisa, what are you saying?
Well, I'm only saying that it sounds as if you...
You begin to doubt me. What will the police do?
I never said I doubted you. I'll always believe in you, whatever happens. But please, don't lie to me again.
I am sorry, Lisa. This is driving me insane. It's extraordinary, but I...
But what?
I feel as if, in some way, I really am mixed up in it.
Oh.
Why do you jump like that?
It's enough to make anyone jump. What a dreadful thing to say.
Shh.
What's that?
Police.
Let me go and have a look. Yes.
Are they stopping here?
Yes. Wait. It may not be for us.
It is. I know it is.
Wait for a moment, Gustav. Do they know our new address?
I registered only this morning. Are they coming up?
Gustav, please.
Lisa, you do believe me, don't you?
Hush. Something now. I think they're on the landing below. It's not for us.
How do you know? They are probably searching all the flats. It will be our turn next.
But I'm telling you, I'm telling the truth.
What is happening?
Gustav, they've gone.
Are you sure?
Yes. Oh, I feel sick with fright. I can't stand it.
I know. I'm sorry. I am going to forget Sandra and everything connected with him.
Can't we just think of each other instead?
Yes. Just you and me.
Oh, yes.
To blazes with the rest.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, my darling. Oh.
I'll get it. Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Bergen speaking. Oh, just a moment. It's Heimberger, I think.
Blast. It'll be about Sandra.
I suppose so.
I'm sorry.
Never mind. You must speak to him.
Hello? Of course not. Yes, I've seen tonight's paper. One of our party. But that's absurd. Just before the election, it would be political suicide. Sandra Living was worth 1,000 votes to us. Dead, he's worth nothing. You... What do you mean? But listen, I... Good grief.
What is it, Gustav?
Hello? Heimberger, tell me, what exactly have you heard? Yes, of course, I must know. He described the man. In the woods, coming. Well, darn it, you saw me leave the meeting. Yes? Someone he didn't know. A woman.
Oh, Gustav!
Might have been... Yes. Give up my position. But... Abroad at once. My wife too. For how long? Indefinitely. Oh, yes, I'm delighted. What did you expect? Promotion? Yes, promotion into the hereafter. I see. The committee. Very well. Good night. Heimberger, are you there? You can tell your blasted committee that I am much obliged to them for their trust and confidence.
Gustav?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Exile.
What?
No, I beg your pardon. Not exile. Promoted and transferred abroad for an indefinite period.
Perhaps it really is promotion. Oh,
my dear child, don't be silly. For an indefinite period.
But, who's the man Heimberger was talking about?
Well, the man they've arrested. He thinks one of our party did it.
But how can he? I thought he said he saw someone he didn't know, that it might have been a woman.
Yes, that's true.
Well, I don't believe he saw anyone. If you ask me, he's just making it up to save his own skin.
Yes, but then why am I being sent abroad? No, there's something behind this that I'm not being told. I'm under suspicion. Heimberger was perfectly clear about that, but why? Why? I came through the woods, but I didn't do anything there, and yet I feel...
Why did this man think that it might have been a woman?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, he wasn't very definite, just thought it might have been.
But even on the darkest night, you wouldn't look like a woman.
No, not me, but...
Who, then?
Yes, you're quite right. It can't have been me he saw.
Well, if it wasn't you... Why shouldn't it have been a woman?
It is possible that it was a woman. In that case, the whole thing would be a plain, sordid murder.
Is it any more plain and sordid because a woman does it?
Not necessarily, but Sandra was always having dirty affairs with women.
Well, that's not true.
Oh, how do you know?
Well, at least you never told me about him before, and it seems mean to say it now that he's dead.
Lisa, what is this rot you're talking? You began by suggesting to me that a woman might have murdered Sander for revenge, I suppose.
Well,
and now you seem to want to defend the murderess. Why should you? Murder is always murder.
Oh, don't be a pompous ass.
Lisa!
You needn't pretend to be offended. If a woman murdered your friend Sander, why should she be any more guilty than a man?
Well, Lisa, it's different. I grant you that murder is always murder. But a political assassination is often done as a sort of a muddle-headed deed of heroism. But if a woman did it, well, she's probably some poor creature he used and got tired of.
I see. So according to you, no woman could be noble enough to have killed him for any of your high-sounding political reasons.
Supposing it had been a woman. Perhaps one of our women.
Well, one of our women?
But that would explain a lot. Well, one of our women, Lisa.
What do you mean? Are you accusing me? Oh,
Lisa.
That's it. You think I did it? Well, why don't you go and ring up the police and tell them? Go on, tell them that you found out all about it and that you saw me do it.
Lisa.
That I'm the murderess. Me, your wife.
Oh, Lisa, oh. Lisa. My poor little Lisa. Oh, you are such a typical woman. Always personal, never reasonable.
Do you really believe I did it?
For goodness sake, stop talking like a fool. Let me think for a moment. Yes, Sander seemed to find out so much. All our plans...
Gustav!
Please be quiet.
Well, why should I be? I know you think I'm too stupid for you. You think I'm unreasonable, but I do know this. I...
Spare me a list of things you know, just for a few minutes. I really do want to think. Couldn't you go away and leave me for a quarter of an hour?
Are you trying to turn me out?
Very well.
Gustav! Where are you going?
Out.
But where to, Gustav? Look, I only know, please.
If I can't be alone for a few minutes in my own flat, I hope you will at least let me go out alone. Oh, by the way, my woolen gloves seem to have disappeared.
But I
suppose I can always keep my hands warm in my pockets. Good night.
But Gustav! Oh, Gustav! Don't leave me. Please don't leave me, Gustav. Come back. Sorry about last night. I must have dozed off. You've been out all night. Oh, Gustav, please tell me what the trouble is. I hate to see you like this. You're so strung up and nervy, and you look so upset. What are you writing?
I've got to write something, and I must do it now, at once. The report. Heimberger told me I must. The committee wanted.
What's it about?
I'm starting for the third time.
You've written reports before.
Not this kind of report. I can't do it. I can't. Last night I walked for miles and miles and thought and thought. I tried to get things clear. You remember that man, the one they've arrested?
Yes.
Said that the figure he thought might have been a woman.
Well?
Suppose it was a woman. It might be some girl who knows all of us. Perhaps she's a traitor who's been giving away our secrets. Then she may have killed Sander. Either because he had dropped her or because she was afraid of being found out.
But Gustav...
Anyway, that's what I told Heimberger last night.
You told him that?
Yes, I thought it might clear things up.
And what did he say?
Nothing. He just let me talk. Didn't shake hands with me. Didn't even offer me a chair.
And then what?
When I'd finished, he sat thinking for a moment or two and then said, "Well, Mr. Bergman, Mr. Bergman, if you please." He's never called me that in his life before. "Well, Mr. Bergman, your suggestion is a very interesting one. Very. And I suppose the instinct of self-preservation is a very natural one." And he smiled in a nasty sort of way.
What a beast.
Wait. And then he told me, "The committee would be very glad if you would prepare a detailed report about this murder. We should like to have it by tomorrow night. And I suggest you don't leave your flat until we have seen it."
But how awful. What did you say?
Oh, at first I couldn't speak. I was so completely stunned. Then I lost my temper. I asked him what the devil he meant, why he should pick on me to write the report. I told him I knew less about the murder than he did.
And what happened?
Oh, he just smiled. Said it was the committee's orders. Oh, then I really did see red, and he got angry too. Then it all came out.
What?
Heimberger and the rest of them, my friends, seemed pretty certain that I killed Sander.
Oh, no, not that.
Oh.
But what about this man they've arrested?
Oh, he says he didn't do it, and according to Heimberger, the police believe...
He says he didn't do it, but that's no proof.
Anyway, they've let him go.
Oh, what nonsense. Why should they let him go? Oh.
Yes, Bergman speaking. Who? Oh, it's you, Heimberger. What's the trouble? Is the committee waiting on the doorstep for my report? Nice of you to ring up, I'm sure. Well, you know where my flat is. No time. Strangely enough, neither have I. Is that so? My life, eh? But then my life is no longer of very much importance to you. Please, my dear Heimberger, don't hesitate to say what you want. What? The police have found a glove. It must be very pleasant for the police to find something for a change. Of course, I'm most interested. But I can't do much about it, can I? On my report. Yes. You'll call for it this evening. How charming of you. I should be delighted. Good morning.
The police have found a glove?
Yes. Probably one of the woolen ones I lost. Oh. Although I didn't happen to have my gloves with me that night. Lucky, wasn't it? Shall I tell the police I lost my gloves? Huh? Why not?
Don't tell them, don't. That would be madness.
But why not?
Well, you won't tell them.
Why not, Lisa? What is the position? Sander was murdered, but that can't upset you very much. An old glove has been found. Well, it's of no importance to us. What's wrong with you?
The glove.
What about that glove?
It must be your glove.
My glove? Yes. But how could it be my glove? How could my glove, which I didn't have with me, get to the place where Sander was murdered?
I don't know.
But you don't know what the glove they found looks like.
But
wait a minute. We'll soon find out.
Oh, Gustav.
Lisa, be quiet, can't you? Stop crying. Hello? Hello, is that you, Heimberger? Bergman speaking. Look here, I didn't quite follow that about the glove. What sort of glove was it? You don't know. A man's glove, is that all? Thank you. Now I'm going to tell you something. Listen, Heimberger. I've lost a woolen glove. It got lost yesterday when we were moving. Or rather, I expect it was stolen. Probably for this very purpose, to implicate me. But it's funny, the police didn't find it at once, isn't it? What? Found it yesterday morning. But they kept it a secret. That's very strange. Near where the things were buried.
Oh, Gustav.
I see. Thank you. Goodbye. What's this?
One of the gloves which I found this morning.
You mean only one? The other is still missing?
Yes.
Very clever of the thief to leave it with me, so that it can be found here. Yes, GB sewn inside it. Very practical. So useful. So clever a thief. Say it was a clever thief. Lisa, say it was
no,
a clever thief. Go
I
on.
Won't.
Say it, can't
never,
you?
Never, I won't, I won't.
All right. Now, are you going to agree with me, Lisa?
No, the gun. Well, you can shoot if you like.
I blasted well with.
Go on, then, shoot, shoot. And let them find two rounds missing.
Two rounds?
Yes.
But I fired no shot from this.
But I have.
You have? You...
Listen, Gustav, you've got to listen to me. I've got to make you understand.
Why? What's the good?
But darling, until today and until the very moment, you've always trusted me. Can't you trust me for a few minutes longer? I can't have been everything to you for all these years and now suddenly have become just nothing.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm saying. Of course I've trusted you. I've always... Well, it's just been you and me together. Now nothing matters anymore.
Doesn't the truth matter to you?
Truth? The truth has killed me.
Yesterday, when you talked of Sander and his women, you were right. He had many women. And I was one of them.
What?
He met me first, that time you talked of, when you and I were engaged. A few days later, he came to my father's shop. He asked about you. And I told him how we couldn't get married because, well, you were getting such rotten pay. And he was terribly nice and said he'd like to help us. But I mustn't tell you anything about it. He said you were too proud to accept things from him. And then he asked me to go and see him that evening.
Yes.
He said he wanted to tell me the details of his plan.
And then?
Well, I felt so glad and happy because I was able to do something for you. And he was charming. He couldn't have been nicer. He said he'd talked to influential people and had recommended you to Heimberger.
To Heimberger?
Yes. He said not to worry, but we'd see the results soon. And then he asked if I'd grant him just one request. He wanted to take me out one evening. I remember he said that an attractive woman like me ought to be taken to nice places, to see nice things, and to be seen. Well, naturally, I was pleased. And in the end, I said yes.
And then?
He took me to the Grand Hotel. Oh. We dined there and we danced and we had lots to drink, far too much. You always made fun of me for being too respectable, and I wanted to prove to myself that I wasn't, for once. And when he offered to drive me home in his big car, I let him. And then he suggested having one more drink at his house. Perhaps it was doped, but I expect I was just very drunk.
Yes.
I don't really remember much more. But I can't tell you what I've suffered since that night. The humiliation, the bitterness. And not only then, but afterwards.
You mean you've kept on going to him?
Yes. I had to, but he never touched me again. It was worse than that. If it had only been that, I might have borne it, for only I would have suffered. At first I thought it was simple. Heimberger helped you, you got a better job, the committee became interested in you, and you began to get on. Everything Sander had promised.
Then I owe everything to him.
Nearly everything.
And I thought it was my own doing. And all the time he was laughing behind my back.
Oh, Gustav.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Don't you want to know the whole truth?
Oh, can't you spare me the rest?
It's got to be told, Gustav. And we mayn't have much time left. And to begin with, everything seemed all right. Then after a month or two, he sent him his first letter, not through the post. They were always delivered by hand when you were out. He wrote quite kindly. Said he had a few things to talk to me about. Would I please go round and see him again?
And of course you went.
Well, how could I help myself? He was very polite and he talked about a lot of things. And then he asked me questions. What were you doing? How are you getting on? When were you going to speak at the meetings? Oh, he was very clever. But I soon saw what he was after and I refused to answer. And he just laughed and he said I would in the end. He said it would be such a pity if he had to tell you what had happened. Oh, it wasn't really a threat to me. He explained exactly what the knowledge would mean to you. He said that he'd like the answers to his questions next day at the latest.
And?
The next day, he got his answers.
So you were the informer. You. I can't believe it. I hid nothing from you. I had no secrets. And you asked me to tell you everything. You pretended you were interested, and I was glad. And it was only to hand it on to him. I must be dreaming, Lisa. Well, tell me that I'm dreaming.
You're not dreaming, Gustav. I'm finished now. Once I was tangled up in the net, it was hopeless. Sandra's demands became more and more insistent, and I only loved you.
Love me?
It was only because I loved you. Can't you imagine what it meant to a woman to love a man to distraction and to have no choice but either to deceive him or to lose him and destroy him? I went on my knees before Sander and I begged and implored him. He just laughed at me. Oh, how I hated myself.
And this has gone on for years.
I felt I couldn't bear it any longer. I knew when Sander walked in the woods, I'd often met him there. And you'd forgotten your pistol. It all seemed so simple. It was the one way out. I shot him in the back of his head from quite close. He never made a sound. And I felt slightly sick and very tired and almost happy.
He died too easily.
Well, that's all. I hid his note case and the other things so as to put the police off the scent. I wore your gloves so as not to leave fingerprints. I thought it was being clever. I could have sworn I brought the gloves back with me, but I must have dropped one of them. And Gustav, I'm glad that I killed him.
So am I. But he got off too lightly. He should have been made to suffer first, a slow, torturous death. Oh, Lisa. Lisa, you've got to get away. I'll take everything on myself.
No, my darling, I'm not going.
But you can't stay here. You must go.
I killed Sandra.
You're not going to confess?
Yes.
But you mustn't. You can't, for my sake. I'm done. I'm finished. Nothing will help me.
I know. And that's why I'm staying. Gustav, my darling, we've always done everything together. I can't leave you now. I must stay and face this with you.
But Lisa, my little Lisa, I want you to go on living.
But we've all got to die sometime.
Yes, sooner or later.
Does it matter if it's a little sooner? Anyway, perhaps there's still a chance. The glove. The police may miss the clue.
It's got my initials on it.
Yes, that's true. Why the delay? Why haven't they come?
I don't know, unless Heimberger made a mistake. And yet he couldn't have. Oh, wait, what's the time?
Well,
yes, the news, the radio news will be on in a moment.
Let me stand beside you, Gustav. May I hold your hand? I love you, Gustav. Only you.
And I love you, Lisa. Oh.
This is the morning news service. The Sander murder. An important discovery was made yesterday. A glove was found near the scene of the crime, and the police consider that it has a direct connection with the case. They have every hope that the mystery will shortly be cleared up. An arrest is expected almost immediately.
Well,
the weather.
It's finished.
Easterly winds and bright skies in most places.
It shouldn't be long in coming.
But some rain or sleet is expected.
Come, dear. We are going to sleep. Lisa, my little sweetheart. I am tired. Terribly tired. Come, my darling.
To tune in next Wednesday night at 8 and every Wednesday night for the week's finest radio entertainment brought to you for your listening pleasure by your hosts, the Brewers of Castle Lager. So until next week then, a very good night to you all.